It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Well, the merry month of May made quite an entrance this year, smack dab in the middle of a spring blizzard. I remember lots of past snowstorms that typically occur in the early months of the year, leaving their marks on our weather history in January, or presenting some real doozies in the mischievous month of March. But this one packed a wallop that may be with those of us who live on the flatlands well into summer. Featuring a 14-inch blanket of heavy snow, driven by 55-mile-per-hour winds and nighttime temps in the high 20s, it laid a path of destruction that included caved roofs, downed trees and power lines, and herds of cattle that either perished or plowed through fences in an effort to find shelter. After 3 days and nights of nonstop storm, we surveyed the damage to our place and found we were relatively lucky on the house and home part, but facing a long row to hoe when it comes to the hundreds of trees and shrubs that make up our shelter belt. The band of deciduous trees, evergreens, lilacs, plums, and berry bushes are well named, as they create a belt of shelter for the structures on our place. But this storm left behind a mass of limbs, leaves, and litter that will take lots of effort to clear away and will result in the protective rows showing lots of gaps that will be difficult to fill in without replanting an entire row or two on the outside edges. Add the years and efforts it will take to reach a protective height again, and the new trees are pretty much out of the mix. So we'll spend the summer with cleanup and clearing, providing support and sustenance for the survivors in the hopes they'll reclaim their ground and grow again. In the midst of what seems a whole lot of negative notes, there have been some amazing bright spots in this weather-related disaster. The vegetable garden and flower beds have survived pretty well, with just a few things having to be replanted. Even though the peonies were overloaded with buds just ready to burst open, many of them have gone ahead with the blooming process while lying nearly flat. And they'll make beautiful additions to the iris and daisy blooms in Memorial Day vases. On the food front, I've cut a near record of asparagus spears, as they seem to revel in the extra moisture and just above frosty temps through the rest of May. And perhaps the most amazing harvest has been loads of strawberries, ripe and ready and really big this year. Hearing the storm forecast, I thought they were goners for sure. But I couldn't give up on their sea of white blooms, so during the rains that heralded the coming of more than a foot of snow, I covered them with quilts and bed sheets, held down by anything I could find to lay along the edges. 5 days later, I lifted the soggy bedding, expecting to find a tangled mess of frozen leaves and stems. But those old patchwork quilts must have done the job, because I found the bed and its blooming inhabitants smiling in the welcome sunlight, awake and ready to grow. I've picked more strawberries than ever before, already put up a couple of dozen half pints of jam, and still have another picking to go for strawberry ice cream. Let's hope the area's winter wheat crops will also stand as survivors in the face of a prairie blizzard.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell.